Welcome to Slow, the guided prayer podcast, helping you relate to God through listening and reflective prayer. This is facilitated space for you to slow down and be still in the presence of God. So whether you're listening with a group, on your way to work, cleaning your house, or in a focused time of devotion, may your heart and mind be filled with peace. God is present with us as a way of being present with God. I invite you to take a moment and take a few deep breaths. And it's even helpful to count down each breath from 3 to 1 to solely focus on taking in a breath and then breathing out. And as you move back into steady, comfortable breaths, be aware that the very presence that you are breathing in is the presence of God. And allow your body to relax. To the best of your ability, be aware of any tensions that you may feel and allow them to rest, to be at ease. Let the stresses of the day, the worries of life that have been building up and tightening the muscles in your body, invite you to release them to the Lord. Even move your shoulders around if that's helpful. I'm going to be reading from Matthew 6, verses 25 to 34. As I read through this passage, I invite you to slow down, to listen to each word, each phrase. Be aware of how your heart is responding. Be aware of emotions that come up, of any phrases that may stand out. And the goal of this time is simply to be with God. And so if you hear a phrase that is really standing out with you, and you just can't get away from it, don't feel the pressure to completely follow along with the words that I say. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all of his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Here Jesus gives us a commandment. Do not worry. Commandment that oftentimes feels very difficult to obey. With the frenziness of life, with the many things every day that clamor for our attention, with the busyness of our minds, the racing of our thoughts, yet here Jesus gives the commandment, do not worry. He invites us to be present with the Father, to know the Father, to trust in the Father. How does Jesus' tone sound to you as you hear this passage? Do you hear his words? Does he sound stern to you? Or perhaps his tone is full of compassion. O you of little faith. Do not worry. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all of his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Perhaps you hear this command, do not worry, and you hear Jesus' invitation to know the Father. Yet perhaps you struggle to know how to experience the Father. To go deeper than just reciting some words, but to truly know and experience the Father, to lay hold of the freedom from worry and anxiety. And here Jesus gives us example of how to perceive the Father, of how to experience Christ. To be present with him. Jesus says, look around. Look around amidst the creation of my Father. Be present within your environment. And listen. The psalmist has written that the heavens declare the glory of God. The day after day, creation gives speech and language to who God is. We are surrounded by God. We are surrounded by the testimony of the Father. Christ is present. Jesus invites us to experience him, to experience the Father in the midst of our everyday lives, to grow in knowing him as provider, as good, as faithful, as the one who provides. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap, store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not even labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? O you of little faith! So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Thank you for joining us. We hope that your time was meaningful. Consider subscribing to this podcast by searching SLOW, that's S-L-O, on your podcast platform of choice. And if you would like to connect with us, you can find us at slowprayer.com. That's S-L-O, prayer.com. And as you go from this space, may your heart continue to relate with God in stillness throughout your normal rhythms of life. Amen.